This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Quiet overnight, but we could have a more active 8:30 hard open here in a bit. We see some influence likely spilling over from the outside markets. The stocks are sharply lower here. Futures are at least setting up the cash index open here shortly. But you have the dollar index sharply higher. You've got this response to the latest consumer price index report that was much hotter than anticipated, which is why that's a negative here for financial markets in terms of stocks and the dollar going higher. The expectation that the Fed's going to have to stay hawkish, and that's been the leaning as of these latest several weeks, that everybody said, oh, let's step back on what we had expected prior insofar as an interest rate reduction starting in March. At one point in December, futures implied odds had it at over 70% that we would get a rate reduction in March, and now it's just barely double digits, say 10 or 15% that we're going to have a reduction. And this supports the Fed still being cautious about high inflation. And we're going to see if that spills over again into the commodity trade, maybe a bit of a negative anytime you have the dollar up sharply and this risk-off mentality developing potentially in the stocks.
So we had the latest WASDE report last week. Joe, what are we looking forward to in the way of information or our next big report?
Well, no help, of course, from that WASDE report last week. The USDA staying stubbornly high, particularly on those Brazilian estimates. And that's one thing we're going to continue to monitor would be reports from Brazil and crop progress, yield results. The same holds true for Argentina. That got into the mix a bit overnight where we had favorable showers reported across parts of Argentina and that being a weight on the meal market here to start.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn up 0.75 cents at 4.31¼. March soybeans up 0.25 cents at 11.92¼. On the Merck, February live cattle down 42 cents at 183.82. March feeder cattle down 80 cents at 248.02. April lean hogs up 42 cents at 81.55. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.